From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Most people know that when they buy a house, they need homeowners insurance, but they may not know what it covers or, more importantly, what it doesn't cover. I spoke about that with our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. She first explained how much homeowners insurance costs.
The average cost varies really according to how much house you have, where you live, but say around about $400 or $500 a year for some homeowners, $1,000 or more if you have a very expensive property. And in the case of a home, you are required to have homeowners insurance by your lender.
Can you shop around for different policies, or do you have to buy from a specific insurance company?
Absolutely, you should shop around. The insurance industry is going through a lot of changes right now, lots of claims out there, so they're, fighting for your business. You absolutely should call several companies, get a quote for your property, because that could save you a couple hundred dollars on your policy. And the other thing is you want to look at the deductible. The higher the deductible, the less you're going to pay for the homeowner's insurance. So if you can do it, $1,000 deductible will bring your policy down quite a bit, but that also means that if you have a claim, you've got to put out that first $1,000. If that's too high for you, try for $500.
And Michelle, do condo owners need homeowners insurance?
Absolutely. As a condo owner, you are a homeowner, so you need insurance. I think lots of condo owners or people who rent think that their landlord or the condo association covers them, but that covers the outside building, the common areas. Anything inside your condo is not covered by the association or the landlord, and so you do need homeowners insurance just like someone who has a single family home.
Now, as we found out after Hurricane Katrina, it may not cover such things as natural disasters.
That's right. You need to check the fine print. For example, flooding. Homeowners insurance basic policies don't cover that. You have to get special insurance for that. So you want to be sure that you look through your policy and also that it covers all the things that you need. If you, say, have furs or you have very expensive rings or things like that in your home, you want to be sure that that gets included in your policy and the insurance company knows about it. Take pictures of them. You want to try to put the receipts or evidence of these in perhaps a fireproof box or something to that extent so that if you do have to file a claim, you've got proof that you had these expensive items in your home.
Now, what about liability insurance? That is something separate?
That is something separate. If someone comes to your home and trips or falls, say a repairman, they could sue you. And you may consider getting more liability insurance if you choose to have a certain breed of dog, dogs that have shown aggressive behavior. Now, your basic homeowner's policy covers a dog bite. But if your dog bites someone and you get sued, that limit is going to range from about $100,000 to $300,000. So hopefully the claim is not more than that. But if it is, you may not be covered.
So really, I didn't know about repairmen and people visiting your property. So if the cable guy falls off my roof, then I could be liable?
You could be liable. Let's say you've got these shaky stairs that you knew you should have fixed, but you didn't. And someone comes to your home and they fall through them or injure themselves. You could be sued by that person.
And the homeowner's insurance doesn't cover it. You'd need the extra liability insurance.
You would need the extra liability insurance, yes.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's a regular guest on Day to Day for discussions of personal finance. Michelle, thank you again.
You're welcome.